This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about letting go of thoughts, letting go of preconceived notions, letting go of old teachings, and letting go of folks who no longer serve our highest good. I know that many of us get stuck in this rut. We do the same thing day in and day out. We learn these things. We learn these thoughts. We had these preconceived notions from a long time ago, and most of us were taught these thoughts, these feelings, this perspective from our parents, right? And we kept it forever and ever and ever. And we're like, I got to keep this because this was what was told to me when I was a child. And this is the way that I see the world. But we're adults now. And we can make those changes to our life. We don't have to follow that prescription any longer. And one of the biggest things that I advocate throughout all of my teachings and all of my work and everything that I do is that we have to find our own calling. We have to find our own identity. Right before getting here to the studio, I was working with clients online, and you know, one of my biggest things is finding your truth, finding your values, finding your beliefs, finding your morals, understanding what that is so we can find out exactly the direction you want to go and how you can be the person you want to be, away from the way that you were taught, away from how you were groomed, and being you as an individual where you can stand on your own 2 feet. It's not about what everybody taught you. It's about what you decided discerned. Discernment is the key. This is what we're talking about. You have to be discerning to decide, okay, yeah, some of the stuff that my parents taught me was really great. Some of the stuff doesn't really hold water anymore. Some of the folks that I hung out with last year were really great. Some of them aren't really at my highest good anymore. And it's not that they're a bad person. It's just that you're on a different trajectory, and you have to figure out what that trajectory is. If you haven't already, go to artforyourcause.com. Artforyourcause.com. You can check out, it's an amazing website where amazing artists create all kinds of artwork, and they also donate it through charity to your favorite charities. But one of the coolest things is they make all this really cool swag with this original artwork that you can buy as well. CEO Liz London has created this, and I think it's a really neat platform. So go check it out, artforyourcause.com. Joining us later here in studio, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and the Connection app is a really awesome app. You just download it at Google, or you download it on Apple, right? So just go to your phone, go to Apple Apps, or go to Google Apps, find the Connection app, really easy breezy, click on it, just download it. And the neatest thing about this is it brings couples together to really work on the relationship. Whether you're married or not married doesn't really matter, but it's about building relationships and working on it. Just like we work on everything else. We work on our business. We work on our career. We work on our family. But we're rarely working on our relationship with our spouse or loved one, girlfriend, boyfriend. So check it out. Go to theconnectionapp.com and /get the app Ashley 2. I'm going to put that if you're watching live on social media right now on Facebook. You can go on Facebook right now. Go to Ashley Burgess to that public page, Ashley Burgess. Go to that public page, and you can watch the live feed right here in the studio at USA Radio Network. I'll also have that link in the description on social media as well. So if you're watching on both, awesome. If you're listening on the radio, I will bring that link up later on again here in the hour. In the studio today, joining me live here in the studio at USA Radio Networks, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the creator and brain behind Anatomy of a Patient. It's a recent book that he just put out, Anatomy of a Patient, and it's based on a patient that is really ongoing and waiting through to get a process for waiting on a transplant, and what he's gone through and how he found out about the experience and how he found out he was going through this health trauma and what he's done to walk through this, keeping it all together. And it's a really great resource for not only people that are going through this, but also for family that's also alongside with the individual that's going through a significant health scare that has changed their life forever. And today we're discussing the whole idea of letting go of these preconceived notions, these teachings, And these folks that no longer, like, go toward our highest good. I mean, how many of us are holding on to relationships that no longer work? How many of us are holding on to thoughts that no longer work? And how many of us are holding on to values that we really don't value, but they were taught to us at an early age? And so we're going to be talking about that today, how you can understand what you're holding on to, but better yet, how to let it go. You know, Reggie, I always find it very interesting, you know, when we talk about this type of stuff and really thinking about this highbrow perspective, I believe. When we're letting things go, and it's interesting how a lot of folks, when I'm working with them, they don't realize that some of these thoughts were not even theirs to begin with. It might have been a social norm. Like, for example, some of the things we believe in is what's taught to us from society or taught to us from school, but does it hold water?
Well, the thing that I've had to learn is that a lot of those guidelines we get when we're growing up has to do because we're not in a position to process emotion and the control of emotion when we're young. When you're 5 years old, 6 years old, your id takes over. It's what you want right now. And you're never focused on the past or the future. It's always right now. We grow up with this idea of right now. And we lose sight of the fact that the guidance that was generally given to us when we were growing up as children, we're now expected as adults to make our own decisions, to make our own choices, to take ownership, take responsibility, take accountability for the choices that we make, and that it's okay. The problem with that is that we are still driven by this guilt thing, this guilt function that society puts on us, that, oh my gosh, if we disappoint someone, we're going to be cast into Dante's Inferno forever, you know. It has nothing to do with what we have learned to desire and enjoy out of the universe. So we subjugate our own happiness, our own joy, for what we think other people want us to do, or how they want us to behave. And it's really hard to break that because it becomes a habit, a subconscious habit. So one of the key things is to own your own person and learn to be happy with the person you are and the person you are becoming. And learn how to put in the proper perspective, no pun intended, the perceived public perception of our identity with others, and not be driven by what we think others' expectations are. You can just ask people. You don't have to guess. Oh my gosh, I don't want to disappoint this person. I see that they like milk duds, so every time I see them, I'm going to bring them milk duds. And they're trying to, this crazy person keeps bringing me milk duds. What for? Mm-hmm. So we make all kinds of mistakes in not being clear. And just ask the person what they want.
Well, I agree with that. And I think a lot of us, though, it's not just like outside world people. It's our parents. It's our upbringing. It's our relatives, right, who taught us certain things, right? That perspective of who we're supposed to be, or the school we were supposed to go to, or the career that's a decent enough career to have. I mean, how many of you have heard from parents when you were growing up, oh, an artist, you make no money, you're going to be poor. An artist, you're going to be poor, you're not going to have anything, you're going to be broke. You're going to be broke, it's going to be a joke. I mean, how many times did you hear the things that you wanted to do, you shouldn't do because it's a really, really bad idea? I had a client the other day who doesn't have any children. And they get it every single day from their family. Why don't you have children? You're old enough now. You should have children. You're in your 30s. What's going to happen to you? You're going to be an old maid. You're going to get old. You're not even married. What kind of person are you? And think about how much of the social criterion, but really based on the family dynamic of how we need to be, no longer serves us. And how many of you are doing the opposite of what your parents wanted you to do? And that's great. But how many of you are still holding on to the guilt of doing the opposite of what your parents wanted you to do? So you did the opposite. You went to the different school. Or maybe you didn't go to school. Or maybe you went to school for something else. Or maybe you're not with the type of person your mom wanted you to, or your dad wanted you to be. Maybe you're You know, maybe your sexual orientation is different. Maybe there's something different. Maybe you decided to adopt. Maybe you decided to marry someone outside of your race. Okay, and you're dealing with these complicated old belief system. Maybe even your family's overcome it. Maybe they've gotten past it. Maybe they've okayed it. Maybe they said, you know, it's okay. We realize that we made a bad decision, and you're allowed to go marry someone that's not in the same faith or the same color or the same creed. But you still haven't gotten over it because you still feel bad about it because you feel guilty. Do you see what this problem is? It's antithetical. You cannot live one way and feel guilty about it and it work out for you. It just doesn't work. How many of you out there are doing that right now?
Well, I agree with that. And the funny thing about letting go, this topic, is that fear is the big... is another big culprit. And I think that fear is rooted in the dread and panic of being abandoned or left alone by these people or these perceived people who are important to us. We mistake our legitimate visibility in the universe being defined by codependence on what I call false avatars. And those avatars can be people, places, group affiliations, titles, positions at work. So the avatars themselves aren't bad. But our irrational codependent relationship with those avatars is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it not only hurts us, it hurts the people we're trying to hold on to. Because it builds a barrier to actually getting to know them. And we can't blame anybody on that but ourselves. A lot of us believe we'll just disappear, cease to be important, if we lose our connection with these avatars. We can't accept a better job offer because we may have to move to a new location. We can't accept an invitation or offer to fulfill a key item on our bucket list because others may think we're being irresponsible, irrational, and excommunicate us from the clique. Usually the clique doesn't know what the clique wants. And you don't want to be 40, 50 years old when you finally figure that out, because life is wonderful when you're 20 and 30 and 40. You can experience it in a different way. But it requires you to get rid of this senseless stuff. I remember I had the fear of water running down my face.
Mm.
I couldn't put my face in a shower. I love showers, but I couldn't put my face because I couldn't breathe. I had learned and been conditioned to hold my breath clenched for life if water were running down my face. And I couldn't figure this out. I was in college, and I had a... Fortunately, I had a private bathroom in the dorm I was in, adjacent to my room. So one day I said, I'm going to do this. I know I'm not going to die, but I'm going to put my face in the shower and just get over this until I can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was doing that, it took about 5 minutes. I figured out, oh, my gosh, when I was 4 years old and we were getting ready to go someplace, my dad would set me on the kitchen sink and take a washcloth, sopping wet water and just push it in my face and rub it around to quickly clean me up to go. And I learned to stop breathing.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, you know, these crazy irrational fears that we can generate and carry with us, we forget where they even come from, but they control our behavior.
See, that's interesting. How many of you are holding on to those right now? And I want to talk more about that when we return, because think about that. How many of us are holding on to things like that? And it might seem that small, but it changes your life. It gets in the way of you having a normal life, of taking a shower. We got to talk about that. When we return, we'll be talking more about that later on in the hour. Arnold Smith is going to be joining us. And don't forget, what are those things? Think about it. What are those thoughts? What are those things? What are those values and beliefs that no longer serve you? Start thinking about it. Start unpacking it right now. If you got a chance, start journaling it. Write it down. Start making sense of this, because it's going to help you free yourself to live your true life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives will be back this time in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work, connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for Couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about letting go of thoughts, preconceived notions, teachings, and the folks that no longer serve our highest good. I mean, a lot of these thoughts are old school, and a lot of them are holding us back. And right before the break, you know, Reggie was talking about how, you know, he, like, realized that in the shower he would hold his breath. Like, and you can't take a shower and hold your breath the whole time. I mean, it's impossible unless you're, like, a superhero. But, see, it was getting in the way of your life, and I think a lot of us are experiencing those things, too. What are some of the life experiences that you're having, and what are some of the things that are getting in the way of your life? What about also the antithetical thoughts of we're doing things the opposite of what we were told we should do? I mean, have you thought about that? Because, like, I remember, like, when I work with clients, a lot of them say, well, my mom wanted me to be a doctor. My mom wanted me to be a lawyer. I wasn't. And I mean, I feel shame from that. I feel guilt from that. And it's interesting later on their parents go, I just wanted you to be happy. But they didn't know that.
Precisely. And see, the point you just made, when our parents or our mentors say these things, we sometimes only process the surface side of what they say. We don't look deeper to see what is it, why are they saying that particular thing? Well, it was a metaphor for them wanting us to have a good life. wanting us to be in a position where we could take care of ourselves, wouldn't have to struggle. It was deeper than just, oh, I want you to be a doctor, the label. The label was just an example, and we misread it. We take it literally as the thing, the only thing that will make them happy. And we never ask them that question. That's an example of the questions we should be asking, and we don't. And these people are the ones we should trust the most. So why would you be afraid to ask them? My father used to always tell me, you already have no as an answer. So it can't get any worse than that. So go ahead and ask.
That's so true. You're right, because we already have no, so it's not a big deal. But these are the things that I think we make assumptions on. These are the things that we categorize our life with. And as a therapist working with clients, these are the things that I have to help expose you to that took place back when you were a young kid. And I have to help you walk back into that so you understand why you've had trouble finding the right person to marry for the last 20 years because they don't seem to follow a criterion. And what was that criterion created from? From the way that you were raised in a belief system. And that belief system might have been changed or augmented. Right? By your parents or by the situation. But you never change because that's the way you were raised. And sometimes it's just the interpretations of what we hear. Our interpretations of what we hear can be very different from the reality of what it was. And so I want you to really think about that. If you're driving in the car right now, or you're listening to the radio at the house, or if you're at work right now on the weekend just listening, I want you to really think about that. What are some things right now that you can think of that aren't really working out in your life? Are there things that aren't working out? Are there points of stress that you have? Are there points of questioning your validity? Are there points of questioning your reality? Think about those things right now, and let's get where the real questioning is, because I think the questioning goes back to the belief system. I think the questioning goes back to old school beliefs that no longer serve you. I had a situation when I was a kid, and I love my mom, but my mom believes that everybody on the planet all wants to save the universe, right? And as a kid, I thought that was great, and I believed that, but I didn't realize that everybody on the planet doesn't want to save the universe. Everybody on the planet isn't here for everybody else, and I didn't realize that till much later in life. And so you have to understand the correlation of that. So if I believe that everybody was here to help, and I believe that everybody was here instinctively to do the positive right thing, when someone would tell me how bad I was or how horrible I was or something that was wrong with me, I would believe them because I believe that they were always there for the highest good and that whatever they were telling me was always correct because they knew more than I did, because they were here to help the planet, which is not true. And so just a small belief system of that, which is a huge belief, can ultimately change every single thought in your life, and it can undermine your self-esteem too. It can undermine your self-worth because you start believing that everybody's on the same trajectory when they're actually not. So stay tuned. Returning, we got Reggie in studio. We got Arnold Smith joining us here just in the next segment. Check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. Don't miss it. We got some great stuff coming up. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. With me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking about how to let go of this stuff. We'll be back this time. We'll be back this time. Two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Medicare's Part B premium for outpatient care will rise by nearly 7% to $144.60 per month starting in 2020. They blame the rising spending on medications. The $9.10 monthly increase follows a smaller $1.50 rise this year. It comes after Social Security announced a modest cost of living raise for 2020 that works out to an average of $24 per month. Medicare also announced that an annual Part B outpatient deductible will increase by $13 to $198 next year, and the Part A inpatient deductible will increase by $44 to $1,408 in 2020. A recent study found that more than half of seriously ill Medicare enrollees face financial hardships over medical bills, and prescription drugs are the leading problem. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jay Fusey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about preconceived notions, thoughts, beliefs, and things that are getting in the way of us living our true life, what that means to us. Joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app. You should check it out if you want to bring some clarity and honesty and just some support to your marriage or relationship. This can be very powerful. I've downloaded the app and I'm using it in my marriage on a daily basis. Maybe not on a daily basis, but at least a bi-weekly basis since I'm working about 80 hours a week. But I'm definitely using the strategies and it's helping my marriage. So check it out. Go to the Connection app. Just go to the App Store on your Apple, App Store, or go to the Google App Store and just put in the subject matter, the search matter, the Connection app, and you'll find it. You know, Arnold, I love your perspective, and you know, I knew that this one would be right up your alley on thought and perspective. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing great, Ashley. It's great to be on with you. And you're right, I absolutely love this conversation. I think it's so important in life for people just to take a moment and really look at their life. And just before the break, you were just talking about how, you know, asking people to look at their life and see, you know, is there something that they're dissatisfied with? And it really made me think of, you know, something that I think really is a barrier for people to really changing. And it's this thing, it's called resignation. And resignation, not like I quit, but it's the unresisting acceptance of a probable future. And we all become resigned in our lives, like, this is the way it's been, and so this is the way it's going to be in the future. And there's nothing I can do about that. And when you have that belief, then you're stuck.
That's so true. See, that's the key, is that when we have these beliefs, okay, and the biggest thing is trying to get to the heart of the matter of the belief, because many of us have had these for a long period of time, right, Arnold?
It's true, and you talk about, you know, your parents and how much they influence what you believe about the world. And one of my favorite quotes is that a belief isn't something that the mind possesses. A belief is something that possesses the mind. It's like it's so all-encompassing and pervasive. It's like the fish doesn't notice the ocean because they're just in it. And that's the same thing with our beliefs. And so our parents, we absorb their beliefs. And, you know, I've learned to look at my parents passing away at a young age as a gift, because what it made me do was search to find my own set of beliefs. I didn't have that comfort of being able to rely on just believing what they believed, because they left me so early in life. And in some ways, it's so great that you have parents and say, hey, this is the way. This is how you should navigate through life so that you can be successful. And many times you learn from their wisdom, and that helps you in your life. And so you think, okay, well, I'm going to take on all of their beliefs. But inside of that, of course, everyone's human. And sometimes they have beliefs that don't actually support success. And they're hidden among the hundreds of other beliefs that actually do support success. And so they operate in the background of your life. And as you said, those are the ones it's hard to discover. Those are the ones that's hard to uproot and then change. And no offense to all these people in our lives that are contributing to us. They have good intentions, but they also have these beliefs, and that's just how they operate. So, you know, I think having compassion for the people in your life you've learned these beliefs from is really important too.
It's so true. And a lot of it, I mean, yeah, and I like what you said, Arnold. It's not about getting angry and mad at these folks, you know, be like, you messed me up, you tarnished me, you polluted my mind. But it's really, think about it. They got that from their parents. And, you know, they learned that. They learned that from their parents, or they learned that from life or from experiences. And then it was passed to you. And I think most people have, like, the greatest intent. Like, my mother is a loving person. She's an empath, and she believes that everybody is good at their core. And I believe that at your core, when you take off all these layers of BS, I think that most people are. But the way that she defined that really, really got me thinking a certain way in my life. Did it help me sometimes? Yeah. Yes. But it also put me in a different trajectory sometimes, because I gave people the benefit of the doubt, and I thought that they were good even when they might not have been, and I allowed their judgment to cloud my judgment based on kind of a positive false reality. You see what I'm saying? Like, to believe everybody's good and everybody's here to help the planet and everybody's here to, you know, to give 110%. Well, that's not true. Right, it's not true. Yeah, I'd like it to believe that too, but it's just not true. So it's like, you know, we've all come into contact with people that would like to see us fail. We've all come into contact with people who don't want to see the best for other people. But we can't sit there and come up with a construct, but we have to realize that sometimes these beliefs were created to safeguard, and sometimes these beliefs were created in the best of ways, but we have to look and say, okay, what do I need to let go of, or what is the truth, or what is the augmented truth? Because I think there's always pieces of truth in it, or there's pieces of some sort of reality, or at least there's some safeguarding concept in that same belief as well. What do you think about that?
It's so true, and oftentimes these beliefs are rooted in fear. And it's the fear that, you know, that it's going to be painful, but just that our parents just want us to be happy. And so they say, this is, you know, never take a chance. You know, just make sure that you don't go out on a limb. And of course that has, you know, great benefit when you're a toddler and you don't want to fall over or get hit by a car. But later in life, if you have this belief about not taking chances, well, that's going to limit your ability to achieve the results you have in your life. And those beliefs that kind of operate, as you say, with this nugget of truth. I mean, that's good advice. You know, be careful about the chances you take. But if you take that and blanket and you operate that in every area, then that's going to limit how you live your life. And I think that, you know, oftentimes we don't take that moment of reflection. How do you know that you have a belief that is running your life and not helping you? And oftentimes we just are so good at accepting what we don't want in our life that we just go, that's just the way it is. That's the resignation I was talking about. But if we take a moment to really look and say, you know, I'm dissatisfied in this area of my life, and I'm dissatisfied whether it be your health or your relationship or your job or, you know, a whole raft of possible beliefs. But when there's dissatisfaction, there is a belief that you hold that is keeping you stuck in that area of your life. And it is operating in the background. And I did a whole TED Talk on this. I called it Unlocking Unpredictable Results. Because if you want your life to be different, you have to create results that are not predictable, and that's not easy to do.
And see, that's the thing, too, is that in order to really see our validity and to eliminate the barriers to our success, we have to go back to that certain, basically that taught reality. And that can exist in your career, as far as around your career. That can exist in relationship issues. That can exist with anything. Anything. And I think it's interesting because when it comes down to it, every single client that's on Skype, Facebook, FaceTime, I mean, or in my office or phone, there is something that's holding them back. It's predicated on a prehistoric belief that they don't even remember existed, okay? But they have guilt or shame or remorse, or they're angry about something, and it's the one, and it's something that's not working. Like you were saying, Arnold, it's like that. Okay, so somebody might not ever get relationships right. It's really challenging for them to get a romantic relationship right. Some of us have troubles with our career or our jobs. Some of us are having trouble with the family dynamic, and all this goes back to some belief system that's no longer supporting us.
Absolutely, and you know, this is why I've been so fascinated with change. You know, for me, you know, when I lost my parents, my mom as a teenager, and I was all alone, it really, you know, I had a lot of belief systems about myself that really impacted my life. This is one of the reasons why I've had this lifelong curiosity about how to improve. Because, you know, I related to myself like I was someone who was broken, like someone who wasn't going to be successful in life. I was afraid to take on responsibility. I was afraid that that whatever I tried, I was going to let people down. And so from that place, I really had to discover that these beliefs running in the background, because I'm a smart guy, and most of the things that I try and do, I'm pretty good at. And so when I didn't have the success I wanted in my life, I really had to get curious about what it was that was running my behavior. Because it didn't seem like it was coming from me. It felt like there was something holding me back. And that's what our beliefs do. It's not something that we choose. It's something that is almost imposed on us. And that is the thing that I think it's so important for people to understand, is that our beliefs generate automatic behaviors that we don't choose. And those automatic behaviors are what keep us stuck in a pattern of trading the same results over and over again.
And we get on autopilot based on what we believe is our truth. And I want y'all to think about how limiting our truth can be. I want you to just take a moment and think about how limiting can one's truth be? How limiting can one truth be? I mean, the way that we think about ourselves, what we think we can and can't do. I had a client the other day that was saying that her mom, she loves her mom, but her mom would say, "You're so shy," when she was a kid. You're too shy. You're too meek. And the same mom would tell her daughter, "You're just horrible at math. You're horrible. It's never going to be your subject." Now, was she probably great at math? Probably not. But do you see, like, she looked at me and she was, "Oh, I would never do anything in math. Never. I'm horrible in it." And I said, "Are you shy?" And she goes, "I'm starting to believe that I'm not shy." But do you see how we get taught these things? And I think mom was trying to do the best she could and believe that daughter was just shy. But do you see how these belief systems, based on somebody that's in charge, i.e. mom, dad, because they're, you know, we're born and they're these giants that are standing there, you know, if you have biological parents that keep you, you know, you have them standing over you at the hospital or whatever. And they're these giants, and so you listen to these giants, and they tell you this. And so even if it's something like that, you begin to process that and believe that. So what did she avoid her whole life? Anything where she had to be in public to talk. Okay? So she couldn't do what she wanted to do. She wanted to be on the radio. She couldn't do that because she was scared of people listening to her because she's too shy. But it's interesting to watch this same woman coming out of this cocoon-like thing and realizing, you know what, I'm not shy. But do you see how that changed? And I think that I'm going to post your TED Talk up here for everybody that's watching on social media as well, and not just the radio, but I think people should watch your TED Talk. You know, in that talk, you know, what were some of those key points that you really shared with folks? And I'm sure that they really resonated with that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you just talked about one of them is how we relate to ourselves. I'm shy. I'm not good at public speaking. And these are things that we make this decision like it's the truth. When in reality, in life, everybody has the capacity to change. But it just doesn't seem like that because when we try and change, it's hard. It's always uncomfortable and a little painful, and it takes way longer than we think. Now, you talked about at one point in the past when you're working with a client and after a few months they go, "Oh, I don't feel like anything's improved." And you like hit your forehead and you go, "Are you crazy? Look at all the things that have changed." But we as people don't see it because change often happens in these micro moments of progress. And so, you know, for our kids, you know, like we don't see your kids grow. But then a couple months later, you bring them over to your aunt and poof, they're a different person. Your aunt goes, "Oh my God, you've grown so much." And you go, "Oh yeah, they have." And people around their beliefs and around changing their habits are the exact same way. We don't see our progress. And so it seems like it's not possible to change. But that's just not true. You have people who go from smoking a pack a day to becoming marathon runners. You have people who are, you know, grossly overweight to becoming, you know, unhealthy and fitness instructors. You have people who, you know, go from having no money and no job to building empires. It's possible, but it's really incredible how our brains and our beliefs keep us stuck where we are. We think that this is our reality. This is the way it's going to go. And it's just not true.
I totally agree with you. When we return, we're going to give more perspective. Each one of us is going to give you one thought on how you can make those changes in your life, whether it's identifying, whether it's being aware of, or whether it's stopping that thought in its tracks. When we return, we'll be talking more about that. You know, one of the things that I want you to think about, too, is like we don't really see our own progress. We're unaware of it. We have blinders on. Okay, and as a therapist working with clients, man, I every day they go, "I don't really think I've come that far." I'm like, "Are you kidding me? I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, you've come so far, it's unbelievable. I wish I could legally record our first session together so I could play it back now so you could cringe." But people and myself and everybody else has blinders to their own progress. So, guys, even if you're going to make a significant change, maybe it's a small change. Even today, just listening to this is going to impact your life forever. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about letting go of those preconceived thoughts, notions, and teachings that no longer serve you. Woo-hoo-hoo. Good conversation today. So I want to start with Arnold. Arnold, I want you to give your point of light of something that our listeners can do to either be aware of it, understand it, or let it go while listening to this broadcast.
You know, one of the best ways to make a change is to imagine yourself as the change has already happened. So you see yourself in the future as the manager or as the CEO or as the social media influencer, whatever you want. And now describe that person. How is that person being in the world? What are they doing? And then you can take that. Maybe it's being braver. Maybe it's being more loving. Maybe it's being yourself or accepting. Whatever it is. And then you can take that and bring that into today. And that is the way you become the person you want to be. And it's a super easy a technique that is extremely powerful and effective. And before I sign off, I just want to say, remember, today is the perfect day to make sure the people in your life know how much you love and appreciate them.
That's powerful stuff, Arnold. Powerful stuff. Now, where can people? So we have that new, we have the new challenge going on with the Connection app. Tell us just a little bit more about the trip, real quick, and then I want Reggie to give his point of light. So the trip options.
Yeah, sure.
The trip.
So we give away a dream date every month, and then a vacation. We're going to give away it on December 31st. Just by using the app, you earn entries, and if you go to the link on Ashley's page, you get an extra 10 free entries. And really, the free challenge is going to teach you what the habits are that are going to help you be happier and more successful in your relationships. So go ahead and get that app and do that free challenge, and that's what you get.
Awesome, Arnold. Well, I can't wait to see you next week. Have a blessed day, and just appreciate your perspective.
Back at you.
So, Reggie, give me your point of light, because I will add mine at the end here. But one point of light to the folks listening on ways they can change it, augment it, or do something today.
Well, I believe very strongly that at some point in our life, and hopefully you do it when you're young, but you can do it right now, is carve out some time and spend time with yourself. I don't mean isolate yourself, but I mean just, it's okay to be with yourself and get to know who you really are. Get to know the root of the essence of your values and character. We need to give ourselves permission to enjoy the things that make us happy, despite the judgment of others. Now, of course, we have to also accept and manage the consequences of those decisions, but that it's okay to have them. It's okay to acknowledge them and to understand why we value those things. Because if we get clear about who we are becoming and where we have come from, that makes it easier for us to interact richly with other people.
So true. Reggie, love your perspective. Powerful. Can't wait to see you next week in studio.
You too.
You know, I think this is amazing. I mean, when you look at Arnold and you look at Reggie and their perspective, it sums up the reality here, right? I'm just going to add one thing because I think they really have it just totally figured out. But whatever's not working in your life, check it. Something's not working, there's a reason why it's not working. Okay? Like, most of the time, it's because of our beliefs, right? Yeah. If I don't believe that I'm good enough, if I have the inferiority complex, if I have the imposter syndrome, I'm probably not doing great at my work because I don't believe that I'm good enough. If I don't believe that I'm going to be a good enough mother, I'm probably not going to have a child, even though I want to have a child. If I don't want to have children, but everybody's telling me I have to have children, what's that about? If I'm content with being on my own and not married, but everybody wants me to be married, we got to get right with that. If you're currently married and you're unhappy, these are things you got to think about. Okay? You have the right to choose the way that you live, and you have the right to choose how you live, and you have the right to choose what you believe. And my biggest theory is this. Your beliefs can change all the time. It's not like it's a doctrine. It's not like it's written on a stone tablet, right? Okay, you can change them, you can augment them, and you can make them work for your reality. But I want you to get back to that reality just like Reggie did with the thought process of why am I holding my breath in the shower and I can't do it? It's getting in the way of my living. What are you doing right now that goes back to something that happened in childhood or a belief system or a thought process that you would like to change and begin to augment that now? Okay, because this is going to be powerful stuff. This is going to be really, really, really powerful stuff that's going to change your life forever. And you're the only one that can change it. I want to do a shout out to my mom right now. Thank you, Mom, for everything you've done for me in my life. And I appreciate you, you know, because she did the best. She believed in it. They do. But sometimes we have to make changes and augmentations to those beliefs. Stay tuned. There's a great show coming up for your next. And Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in three shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.